7 this Sunday morning. It's been described as the most stressful moment of your school years, but now the GCSE oral language test might be a thing of the past. The Qualifications and Curriculum Authority will publish a report this week that's expected to say that the oral exam is too stressful for pupils and should be reformed. Helen Myers is from the Association for Language Learning, the country's main association for teachers of foreign languages. Helen, good morning.
Good morning.
Is it too stressful, do you think, the current oral?
Yes, I do think it's too stressful. I think it's something which Deering, in his report, particularly found out through going up and down the country and talking to teachers, talking to pupils, but also talking to adults who would often say, I think, that of all of their exams which they remember in the past, the most stressful was the speaking. And people can often still vividly remember that awful experience of having to go in and prove everything that you know, understand and can do in about 7 minutes.
Yeah, and I'm not belittling that, but isn't that part of the exam process? Isn't being put on the spot like that the way in which, one of the ways in which we learn and prove that we've learned?
Yes, but I think that when we look at the GCSE, there are lots of things which we're trying to assess in terms of what pupils know, understand and can do. And to assess such a large part of an exam, it's 25% in what could be just 7 minutes, I think makes it very different from any other subject and not really part of the exam. I don't think it should be part of the exam that you have to be able to regurgitate all of this information which you've learned over 5 years in just 7 to 12 minutes. Obviously, you know, we accept that you have to have tests to make something valid and reliable, but just not in the current format.
Right. Well, let me put this to you from Sue in Cheshire, who's got in touch to wonder, a redropping of oral tests, will this also mean that pupils won't have practical tests in music, drama and PE, for instance, because it is too stressful to perform? The removal of oral tests would be a backward step and would not reduce pupils' stress, as with continuous assessment, less confident pupils would have to speak more in class in front of their peers, a situation they would find more stressful.
Well, I think that's where perhaps there's a misunderstanding of what the situation is here, because in fact, the QCA, as far as I know, is not saying that we shouldn't have tests in any format. What they're doing at the moment is putting forward, really, to exam boards the opportunity now to come up with other ways of testing, which would mean that we can still see what pupils understand, know and can do, but just with less stress. So different formats of testing. I don't think anyone's saying there aren't going to be any forms of test at all.
Would you advocate then that there would be some form of oral examination, possibly on a continuous assessment basis rather than a final exam type sink or swim scenario?
Yes, oh yes, and I'm pretty sure that that's what's going to come out. The QCA has put forward something which is not just to do with languages but to do with all subject areas about controlled assessment.
Yeah, which is an ongoing trend in education, isn't it? That there's more continuous assessment and less final exam weighting in terms of how pupils proceed.
Yes, and I think the emphasis, though, to be fair to what the QCA is wanting, is the word controlled assessment. What they're saying is that, in fact, we definitely do want to have assessment to be as valid and reliable as possible. So, in fact, you'll have controlled assessment. What was called coursework will become controlled assessment. And what they've done is to say that as exam boards come up with ideas for this controlled assessment, they must show to what extent there is control, whether it's to do with the task setting, the task taking, or the task marking. And they have to be able to convince the QCA that what they come up with will be valid and reliable. And, you know, in languages, what really has changed, I suppose, is that now we are being treated more like practical subjects such as music, so that the controlled assessment can take 60% of the exam.
Okay. Thank you for those thoughts. That's Helen Myers from the Association for Language Learning, country's main association for teachers of foreign languages. I mentioned one text. You can, of course, get in touch with your view, 85058, breakfast@bbc.co.uk.
9 minutes past 7 now. A British pilot has been rescued after crashing into the ocean near the